Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. When we lose our way, lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, a weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who live their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Blessed Teresa of Kolkata.
In this month of September, especially in the first week, hundreds of thousands of people converge on the headquarters of the Missionaries of Charity in the Indian city of Calcutta to pay homage to its founder, Mother Teresa of Kolkata. People from all walks of life streams into her tomb in the Mother House to pray to her. She left behind a legacy for us when she went to her heavenly home on 5th September 1997. So in this month of September, we relive her inspiring legacy. Mother Teresa used to say, "By blood, I am Albanian. By citizenship, an Indian. By faith, I am a Catholic nun. As to my calling, I belong to the world. As to my heart, I belong entirely to the heart of Jesus." Mother Teresa left a testament of unshakable faith, invincible hope, and extraordinary charity. Her response to Jesus' plea, "Come be my light," made her a missionary of charity, a mother to the poor, a symbol of compassion to the world and a living witness to the thirsting love of God. Less than 2 years after her death, in view of Mother Teresa's widespread reputation of holiness and the favors being reported, Pope John Paul II permitted the opening of her course of canonization. On 20th December 2002, the Pope approved the decrees of her heroic virtues and miracles. Pope John Paul II beatified her on 19th October 2003, just 6 years after her death.
In a world full of hatred and strife, the good Lord sent us His angel of light. As she cared for the hopeless, the destitute and dying, Mother Teresa of love.
Today, let us listen to the early years of Blessed Teresa of Calcutta. During the solemn liturgical celebration on the occasion of the beatification of Mother Teresa of Calcutta at St. Peter's Square in Rome, Lucas Sircar, then Archbishop of the Calcutta Archdiocese, introduced Mother Teresa thus:
Mother Teresa was born on 26th of August 1910 to Skopje in a deeply religious and loving family. The youngest of the children of Nikola and Drane Boyaciu, she was baptized Gonsha Agnes. Her mother, left alone to care for the three children after the death of her father, had an affectionate but firm character which greatly influenced her personality and future orientation.
At a very young age, Agnes was aware of the needs of others. Her mother Drane was a shining example of charity.
Drane taught her children to be aware of the needs of others. Agnes often helped her mother in reaching out to the poor. Twice a day, Drane washed an alcoholic who was covered with sores and cared for her. She also took care of a sick widow with six children. Thus, for Agnes, her mother was a living example of caring for the poor and the destitute.
Mother Teresa herself spoke about her mother in 1974.
Yes, I think my mother was a very holy woman, and so she imparted that love for God and love for the neighbor very much into all her children's hearts.
Agnes inherited piety and other religious values from her mother, who took her children to church daily. Every evening, the family gathered in the living room to recite the rosary. While Agnes was in high school, she first felt the call of God at the age of 12. She pondered over it for a long time. One day, she went to her parish priest at the Sacred Heart Church to ask help on how to discern her vocation. He told her, "When you feel that God is calling you, you should feel joy in contemplation of serving God and your neighbor." Later, Agnes told her mother her desire to become a missionary. Drane initially refused to give her permission, but after a while, she gave in to her daughter's desire, saying, "Put your hand into his hand and walk all the way with him."
Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all the rest will fall in line. Give God this to you, and God will give back to you. Turn your water into wine.
Archbishop Lucas Sirker told about the vocation of Mother Teresa at her beatification ceremony in Rome.
At the age of 18, moved by a desire to become a missionary, she left her home to join the Institute of the Blessed Virgin Mary, known as Sisters of Loreto, in Ireland. She was given the name of Sister Mary Teresa. In December, she departed, arriving in Calcutta on 6th of January, 1929. Sister Teresa made her first profession of vows in May 1931, and her final profession on 24th of May 1937. From that time, she was called Mother Teresa.
During her first 18 years in India, Sister Teresa fulfilled her calling as a teacher and then as the principal of St. Mary's High School in Calcutta. While teaching at St. Mary's, Sister Teresa had the opportunity to become aware of the reality of poverty.
In later years, Mother Teresa spoke of the poor and poverty. She said,
"It is very important for people to know the poor.
Material poverty, you can always satisfy with material. The unwanted, the unloved, the uncared, the forgotten, the lonely. This is much greater poverty. Today, Passion of Christ relived in each one of us. the loneliness of Jesus, the pain and the suffering of Jesus in Gethsemane, I think that was much greater than even the crucifixion itself. Crucifixion was temporary on the flesh, but the agony of the loneliness, or the agony of being rejected, being left alone, caused that perspiration of blood. And I think today we see that loneliness being relieved in many, many rich countries where people are going through a torture of being unwanted, rejected. And I think that is the greatest poverty today.
In a world full of hatred and strife, the good Lord sent us his angel of light. As she cared for the hopeless, the destitute and dying, Mother Teresa was the epitome of love.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.